From Spark and Anvil and BeatForge, this is Tilt, in Chapter 1 of the BeatForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The studio was almost empty when Tilt slid a snare drum toward the middle of the floor and started nudging the room off balance. She tapped the drum 4 times, dead even. Tap, 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 tap. A clock, a metronome, the sound a hallway makes when nobody is dancing in it. Then she did it again, except the second tap came a hair too soon, sneaking in early, landing in the gap where no tap was supposed to be. Tap, tat, tap, tap. Something in the room changed. The floorboard seemed to lift a little. Her own shoulder started to sway, her head leaning off to one side, the way it always did, like she was permanently listening around a corner. A cleaner mopping by the door stopped mid-stroke. "Do that again," he said. Tilt did. The early tap, the little pull, the tug forward. The cleaner's foot started tapping before he noticed it was tapping. "See?" Tilt said, grinning. "I didn't play louder. I didn't play faster. I just moved one beat to where you weren't waiting for it." She leaned further, balanced on the edge of falling and not falling. That's the whole trick. Everybody hears the beats that arrive on time. Nobody's feet move for those. It's the one that arrives early, the one you didn't expect, that reaches down and grabs you. The cleaner shook his head, laughing, and went back to mopping. But his mop was moving in time now. Off time, really. Which was the point.
Tilt hadn't always leaned. When she was small, she played everything perfectly on the grid. Her teacher back then loved a clean beat. Every note on the line, every clap exactly where the count said. Tilt was the best in the class at it, and she hated how that felt. Flat and correct, like coloring inside lines she hadn't drawn. She'd play a whole song right and feel nothing. Just tired. One evening she stayed late, alone, too frustrated to go home. She was tapping the same even beat over and over, waiting for it to feel like something. And she was so tired that her hand slipped. One tap came in early. A mistake. A sloppy accident. But the mistake had a kick to it. A little forward lurch, like missing a stair and catching herself. Her whole body woke up. She froze. Then she did the mistake again on purpose, and again. The early tap, the wrong place weight, the pull. For the first time all year, her feet wanted to move to her own drum. She sat there in the dark, heart going, thinking, the perfect version was the boring one. The thing I got wrong is the thing that's alive. Nobody had ever told her that a beat could lean. She'd found it by leaning herself, too tired to stay upright.
She came to BeatForge because it was the one place that studied the beats hiding between the beats. The old studio kept a wall of drums, and the mentor there met her by that wall and didn't ask her to play a scale. He asked one thing. What makes music move? Tilt didn't answer with words. She walked to the snare, played 4 flat taps. Tap, 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 tap. And watched him not move at all. Then she slid the weight of one tap early. Ta-tap. His head bobbed just once before he could stop it. There, Tilt said. The second one moved you and the first one didn't. Same drum, same speed. I only changed where the weight landed. The mentor looked at his own head, which had betrayed him, and smiled. You'll fit here, he said, and cleared her a corner by the drums that afternoon.
Her corner filled up with kids, and one of them was a boy named Leo, slumped over the drum kit and glaring at it. Thump, thump, clap, thump. His sticks were a blur, and his song was flawless, and his face was pure boredom. Every beat landed exactly where you knew it would. This is useless, Leo said, dropping his sticks. It sounds like a giant angry clock.
Tilt picked up a fallen stick. She didn't tell him he was wrong. Your beat is very polite, she said. It arrives right on time, every single time. She tapped it flat for him. Tap, tap, tap. Now watch my feet,
She took a normal step. Thump. Then she took another, but her foot landed a fraction early. A little skip. A hop that broke the walk. Feel that? She asked. That tiny surprise pulls you forward. Try it on the drum. Put your clap a hair before where your brain wants it. Leo tried. His first go sounded like a bag of marbles down a staircase. My brain keeps shoving the beat back where it belongs, he muttered. Everybody's does. Brains love neat. She pointed at nothing in particular, tapping a slow pulse on her knee. Don't chase the tap. Lean toward the next one, like you're tipping off a curb before the light turns. Leo shut his eyes and tried again. Thump, thump, clap, thump. The clap slipped in early. Not perfect, but the beat kicked. It had a spring in it now, a little push off the floor. His eyes flew open. Whoa, it's bouncier. That's the pull, Tilt said. Jazz lives on it. Funk is built out of it. Reggae, salsa, hip-hop, they all put the weight where you don't expect it, and it makes you feel the rhythm in your bones. She swayed, leaning, of course. Without it, music stands stiff in a box. With it, the thing breathes. Leo played his song again and stopped trying to be perfect. He threw in the little skips, the early pushes, and the song came loose and started to move.
When the studio emptied out, Leo stayed. He was quieter now, still tapping, thinking. How'd you find this? He asked. The leaning thing? Tilt thought about the tired night, the slipped hand, the mistake that woke her up. I got it wrong, she said. I was too worn out to keep the beat straight, and my hand fell early, and instead of a mistake, it felt like a door opening. She leaned into the doorway, half tipping, catching herself the way she always did. The straight version was the one I hated. The crooked one was the one that finally felt like me. Leo nodded slowly and played one more early clap, and it bounced. Tilt watched his shoulders come up out of their slump, the same lift she'd felt that night in the dark, and she didn't name the primitive out loud. She just stood there leaning into his crooked, breathing beat, feeling that old, giddy, tip-forward jolt come back, the one that always felt like almost falling and never quite landing, warm and off balance and completely awake.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tilt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.